Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hey, Rebels! This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Natalie, and today we're talking to rock star Joan Jett. She narrated the story of her friend, Kathleen Hanna, the punk rock musician and feminist pioneer. If you haven't heard the episode yet, you might want to do that first. Hey there, Joan. Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, everybody. My name's Joan Jett, and I'm a guitar player and a singer in a band. I started a band called The Runaways when I was 16, and that lasted for a few years. And then I started a band called The Blackhearts. The Runaways was an all-girl band, and The Blackhearts are all boys or men. And that's the band that I'm in now, is Joan Jett and The Blackhearts, and we're still touring every year.
Whoa, that's incredible. Can you describe what it's like when you're on tour? I know your band plays in front of thousands of people. What does it feel like to perform on stage? Do you ever get nervous?
Yes, I get nervous. Not a petrifying nervous, but just an anxious nervous. And once you're out on stage, it goes away and you feel all the people. And it's incredible to be on stage with thousands of people. And it's kind of an indescribable feeling because you're connected is the way I explain it. It's just a good feeling and people are singing and having a good time, and that is really wonderful.
I bet. What would you say is your favorite song to perform?
I don't have favorites. I really don't. It's hard to pick a favorite song because they all mean something to me and I love performing them. I can't pick one. But, you know, obviously the hits are fun to play because the audience knows them. And so you see people singing back. But really, the people know a lot of the songs. And so it doesn't have to be necessarily a radio hit for everyone to sing along. Yeah, but that's tough. People ask me what my favorite song is. I don't really have one.
Ooh, I love that. And what was it like being a female rock star when it was almost entirely men on stage for so long?
It was very hard, especially early on. My first band, The Runaways, we were all girls, teenage girls. So it was tough. You know, once people realized we were serious and it wasn't a phase or a fad, because at first people thought it was cute. And they'd say that, oh, it's cute. And we don't want to be cute. We want to be the Rolling Stones. And so then people would get nasty. Then they would use every swear word, the worst things you can think of saying to a girl. They use it all to try to just break you.
That sounds really hard. What did you do when people told you girls can't play rock and roll?
I just ignore them. You have to just, I don't know what you're talking about. Girls can't play rock and roll. That doesn't make any sense. Yes, they can. They can physically master the instruments. They play in symphony orchestras, all kinds of complicated instruments. Saying a girl can't play rock and roll. You have to have a strong, you have to be confident in yourself. You have to be confident in what you're doing because people will definitely pick on you and use the fact that you're a girl or a woman against you. So if you love it, you gotta try it and do it and see for yourself if that's something that you can take and want to deal with.
Yes, that's awesome advice.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
What kept you going when things were really hard?
I loved what I was doing. And it was the principal. It's the principal, man. What do you mean I can't play guitar? I can't play rock and roll. I had to prove it wrong. All of them. It was like, how dare you say that?
You brought us the story of Kathleen Hanna, a dear friend of yours, and a punk feminist icon all on her own. What does her story mean to you?
Her story means so much to me. I relate to it very much. I moved around a lot as a kid, too. So it was hard to form lasting bonds. And I kind of feel, in a weird way, like we're the same person. I feel like if I had been Kathleen's age, I'd be Kathleen, or trying to be Kathleen. She means a lot to me, and I know, and I see how much she means to other people. And there, on stage, she ruled. It was quite an experience to see Bikini Kill.
Ooh, what were the concerts like?
The pure performance art of it, the lyrics on stage, the zines on stage, it was just its own world, and it was very special. I think it's important not to negate teenage girls' existence. And I don't mean just as going to parties or putting on clothes, trying on makeup. I'm talking about real life stuff that they have to deal with daily. And those things, what do you do when you start to have feelings for somebody, or you think you're falling in love, or maybe not, and you don't know, you know, you just need someone to talk to. And I think it was really cool that there was this sort of this world that girls that were into it could go and read these zines about what's going on. So yeah, she means so much to me.
If you could go back to when you were a kid and give yourself a piece of advice, what would it be?
Just to really be present for all your experiences. Try to really be there, you know, when good things happen, when bad things happen, just being good. But sometimes, you know, you're in a whirlwind. Things are going around, people are flying around, there's so much energy going around, it can be hard to remember these amazing events that you are able to have. I'd say be nice, be kind, don't get full of yourself. It's really important to watch your ego. But kindness is really important because there's so much hate around now, and kindness goes a long way.
Wow. Yeah, I totally agree. And finally, Joan, what makes you a Rebel Girl?
I think it's self-evident in a way. I was told, no, 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 you can't do this. Like I said, girls can't play rock and roll. Ding, that doesn't make sense. Ding, what do you mean girls can't play rock and roll? It's the principle of it. A girl should be able to do this. A woman can do what she wants, any field. And I'll tell you, almost every woman I meet, they have the same issue in whatever world they're in. They have the same things that I have, the same cut downs, the same games, just the same attitude. And so I know I'm not alone. And I know that not a lot of women might not think that they can relate to my life in any way. But in a way, our lives are very parallel, except for what I do when I go on stage. You know what I mean? Otherwise, we're all the same, basically.
You're right. We women and girls are amazing. Thank you so much, Joan.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Haley Dabkiss, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. Script editing by Abby Scher. Joy Smith and Jess Wolf were our executive producers. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay a rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.